The grain lands of the West. Red gold acres rolling over the prairies, across state lines, south into the Panhandle, north into Saskatchewan, westward to where a single farmhouse perches like a seagoing liner at the Earth's curve. But there was a time when Americans despaired of the future of that vast granary, when the wheat stood parched and back, and the western prairies were being abandoned to the dust and tumbleweed. A blight had come upon the land, bringing poverty and desolation, bringing bewilderment to the men entrusted with a nation's bread. And the name of that blight was the Black Stem Rust. It is harvest time, the year 1893. Up a dusty lane to a once prosperous farmhouse rolls a horse-drawn buggy.
Whoa.
At the gate it pauses, and a young man in city clothes steps down. He is Mark Carleton.
Hey, Dad! Mom!
It's Mark! Oh, glory be, it's Mark!
Mom! Dad! Oh. Gosh, it's good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you too, son. How's things in Wichita?
Oh, fine, fine. I'm a full-fledged professor at the university now.
Oh, I'm proud of you, Mark. Pa, you and Mark wash up. I'll set another place for you. We were just sitting down to dinner.
And am I hungry?
I'll call you in a jiffy.
All right. Am I cooking for harvest hands?
No, not this year, son. Winter crop ain't yielding more than 2-3 bushels an acre.
Oh. Black stem rust again?
Rust, drought, late freezing. Troubles never come singly.
No, they don't, do they? Never come singly. Maybe that's important.
Huh? What are you driving at, son?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking. It was that way before, wasn't it? I mean, the drought and freezing weather and the rust all at once.
Never like this, though. Step over here a piece, son. Now, look out over that north field.
Why, it's nothing but dust. Pa.
Ma don't know how bad it is. She's got enough to worry her. But that field will never be fit to plant again.
Gosh, Dad, I'm sorry.
Oh, we're lucky, son. The childers are moving out. 3 years without a crop. Wouldn't nobody bid on that land at an auction now.
Well, what's going to become of them?
Search me, son. What's going to become of all of us wheat farmers? It's like some kind of a curse on us. Those yellow spores in the air, in our clothes, settling like dust in the house. You can't get away from them.
I remember when I was a kid of 11, first time I came, that sulfur smell in the air. The spores got in the men's noses and eyes and made them cry. And I thought they were crying because of the bad crop.
Well, maybe you wasn't so far wrong, Mark. Maybe it was about half the spores and half the ruin of those fields. The spores started us off crying, and I tell you, Mark, we couldn't stop.
A funny color. Red. But not wheat, maybe. More like barley. I wonder.
What do you wonder, Mark Carleton?
Amanda! Gee, you look nice, Amanda.
Thanks. I meant to. I heard you got back. Your mother phoned over.
Still the old matchmaker, isn't she?
I like matches. Don't you?
Depends.
On over to the house. Folks are anxious to see you.
Well, all right, but only for a minute.
Why, I thought you were on your vacation.
Yeah, so did I. Black Rust was on a vacation, too. But it was only a vacation, wasn't it?
It is awful, Mark. Pa says he doesn't know what folks are going to do.
He'll make out some of them.
The government's testing out a new spray. Maybe that'll help. Maybe save fall crop.
It won't.
Gee, you're full of optimism and good cheer, aren't you?
Optimism, maybe. I'm going into farming, Amanda. I'm giving up my job at the university.
Well, when did you decide to do this, Mark?
Just now. Look at this wheat plant here, Amanda. It grows tall. Rust doesn't hit it. Survived the freezing and the drought. Why? Out of all this desolate field, why does this one plant escape the plague?
Mark, let me ask you a question. Why, when you see odds like that against you, Do you want to quit your job and become a wheat farmer?
Because I've got to find the answer to that question. Somewhere that one healthy plant had an ancestor. I don't know where, but I do know America has no native wheat. But there must have been an ancestor. Some grain that could survive bitter cold, scorching heat. That could suck water from a bone-dry soil and even shake off those black rust spores. A secret somewhere in this Kansas dirt. Dirt and much like it. I'll start with this dirt.
You would. Wouldn't you, Mark? Just like that.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking it's lucky you found out what kind of a fellow I am before it was too late.
Mark, I'd be just as proud to be the farmer's wife. You know that.
But there won't be any crop on my farm, even in good years, Amanda. I'm going to take black stem rust and smear it on every single plant. There won't be enough wheat for a bag of seed. But there'll be enough to answer my question.
How, Mark?
I'll know what it looks like then. The wheat God meant man to sow on these plains.